T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the coronavirus concerns have certainly sent the MTA into mock speed at washing and wiping and scrubbing down the city's transportation hubs, trying to protect New Yorkers. With me on the 1010 Winds hotline is Pat Foy, the head of the MTA. Mr. Foy, welcome, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
The idea of shutting down the system in the wake of this thing has been at least floated around. Is there a potential for that happening, and what would that look like?
Well, look, today we carried millions of people on subways and buses, carried them safely. This is not about me, but my colleagues and I are riding the subway and buses. I personally took the Long Island Railroad in this morning, as I do, and got on the 2 or 3 to Chambers, and then the 1 to Rector Street. I'm going to do the same thing. My MTA colleagues and my family are continuing to do that. The system is safe. Since this incident began, we have increased substantially the frequency and intensity of disinfecting our stations. Every station in the subways, Staten Island Rail, Metro North and Long Island Railroad, and every power transit vehicle is disinfected every evening. And the subway cars and Metro North and Long Island Railroad cars plus buses are being disinfected over a 72-hour period. Okay. I can tell you that we are looking right now for, I believe, short-term deployment of some innovative, new and innovative technologies, not ready to discuss on the call, but that I believe we'll be deploying in the days ahead, that will provide even greater disinfectant protection. Everything we're doing is being done on the advice of CDC or the State Commissioner of Health and the New York City Commissioner of Health, and we're using EPA-approved materials. So the system is safe. We're carrying millions of passengers, and we're committed to doing that in the days and weeks and months ahead.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How are you advising people, or what are you advising strap hangers to do to protect themselves on the crowded buses and trains? I mean, do we wait for the next one when it's not so crowded, or what? How are you handling that?
Well, here's the advice I would give to our customers, the same advice I give to my family. The system is safe. Subways and buses and commuter rail is safe. The MTA is doing everything it can to provide a safe environment for our customers and our employees, going through the disinfecting regime on stations and rolling stock and buses that I just described to you. Governor Cuomo's asked us to step that up even further and to redouble that effort, and we will be doing that. We're exploring these innovative technologies. Beyond that, what I would say to customers, if you're sick, if you've got a fever, if you've got a significant underlying medical issue, suppressed immune system or otherwise, you shouldn't be at this point in large crowds, and probably shouldn't be on crowded public transit any part of the country. There are companies, obviously universities around the region have closed. There are companies that are offering or mandating telecommuting. If that's an option, or obviously if you're directed to do that by your employer, that makes sense. Will help lessen crowding on subways and buses to some extent. But the system continues to take people safely and securely and increasingly on time, 83% on-time performance on the subways, and we look forward to continuing that in the days and weeks and months ahead.
Okay, Pat Foy, so you'll come back and talk with us again if any of that changes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. President Pat Foy with the MTA, thank you for joining us, sir.